We are a southern Sudanese, but at the same time, the sovereignty of Abyei is not yet decided. It is still the final status of Abyei is not decided, and it has been going long since 2005, Navash agreement, and the leadership in South Sudan is not decisive to decide about Abyei. So this may be the thought about in Abyei is weak. Well, let us have their agricultural land.
From whatever you are telling me now, it appears like you are blaming the communities in Twitch or in Warab State of attacking your area and claiming your area. What are you as authorities in Abyei doing to sit down and solve this problem?
So we try, the two community leaders and the members of parliament from the two communities, we went to WOW and we sat for last 3 days people to talk. And finally, when we come to sign, the Tutsi refused. They said, no, we don't want to sign because until the NGOG has to evacuate the south of Kii River, this is our homeland. How do you come and tell somebody to say, get out from?
Since there is no member of Tutsi community on this interview and they cannot defend themselves, but how did you resolve that deadlock?
I led the community of NGOG here and I went in August this year. And also the community, the civil society of Dinka Ngog and Twitch, also the peace lover. We went to WOW again, and then we agreed to stop the hostilities between the two communities. When we returned back, the Twitch started attacking again until last Sunday, where the massive attack of where four directions, and it was a military attack, it was not a communal. Some of people who are really having military knowledge, and they have removed the uniform, army uniform, and used the civilian clothes. As I'm speaking, we lost almost like 41 people, including the Minister of Infrastructure. He was ambushed on the road and he was killed.
You're saying that the attacks were from different directions, and you are saying people in military uniform. Which uniform? Uniform of which country?
No, I did not say in uniform. I said the tactics they have used, it not the civilian tactics. It was a military tactic. We said they have removed the uniform and they have wear the civilian clothes so that they cannot be undefined. These are soldiers. But of course, these are Twitch, the son of Twitch who are in the military. They have removed the uniform military and they have joined the Twitch wing and they come and fight civilians.
You're fighting amongst yourselves. Other people will say you are supposed to live peacefully.
Of course, I want to live peacefully. If somebody coming to your room and say, get out from your room, I want this one. It's not a decision of South Sudan. It's a decision of individuals within the tribal men in Twitch. And they have thought that with that one, the Ngog are vulnerable and there's no protection. We can take their land and we can take their home. And that is, I cannot say it is the South Sudanese who are making this one. These are individual in Twitch, led by Bona Malwal and the other intellectuals. They are the one who decided to do this.
Mr. Minister, you are pointing fingers at individuals here. You mentioned Uncle Bona Malwal. He's not here to defend himself. What proofs do you have that he is the one engineering this crisis?
Bona Malwal, he came here to Abyei in 2017, addressed the people of Abyei, and I was in the meeting. He came with Dr. Francis, and he started talking about the land. And he also is starting to write books that Abyei is not yet South Sudan. And he has so many things to prove that he's the one initiating this war, inciting the Twitch to fight their own brothers because of the land.
What has the administration of Abyei done to talk to the people you're pointing fingers at? Have you managed to sit down with them to address these issues?
Of course. We believe.
Yes. And if you have sat down to address the issues, why is it still persist?
With our communities here, our communities are not really aware about the nationhood and about what should be the first thing to do. And that is where the politicians are inciting the people and they fight each other. That's what I can say.
Talk to me about the aftermath of the fighting in Abyei. What is the situation there where the fighting took place?
People are burying their loved one silently. I was moving around inside and so many people are burying their loved one because they said this is not the first time for us to be killed. They are killing the north, they are killing the south, but that is our destiny. Let us be So people are resilient and they're determined not to leave their land until they finish.
Looks like you are talking war instead of peace here, Mr. Minister for Peace Building.
How? No. If you are pushing me out from my room and disconnect me and say, get out or I kill you, I said, then kill me. That's what I'm trying to reflect to you.